Well, good morning and welcome again to Word for Life. Hope you're doing well this morning. This is Pastor Joe Helm from Brookside Baptist Church with you for another program together. And I have to chuckle a little bit because I know last time when we had to end the program, it was ending on a little bit of a depressing note because we were talking about the flesh and that old nature. And the conclusion we came to is Paul's crying out, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" But today, by the grace of God, we're going to talk about the positive aspect of this and where we have victory as believers in our walk with Christ. And so just to recap what we set the stage with this last program, we understand that that old man is still with us, that old nature, that old fallen man in Adam, we still have that with us. It's a person. It has mind, emotion, and will, and it's at enmity with God. It is not subject to the law of God. It cannot be subject to the law of God. It isn't going away in this life. It's not going to change its mind, and it's not going to desire the things of God, and it's not going to knuckle under. And I can't just try to beat it up. I can't try to chain it away. I have to take advantage of the deliverance that God has provided for me to have victory in the Spirit. And so, how do we combat this old man? Well, first of all, let's understand how this old man really operates. And to do this, we want to look at the comparison that we find in Romans chapter 6 when Paul talks about the activity of this flesh within us. And it all revolves around the word rule. Or another word we could give it is reign. That is R-E-I-G-N. Reign or rule or dominion, we could use that word. And so let's compare two verses to get the context here. Romans 6 verse 17 says and declares, you were, that is before salvation, before regeneration, before being born again in Christ, you were the slaves of sin. That is, sin was your master. Slave is the idea of being the servant of. And so sin was your master. Sin had the rule. Sin had the reign in your life. You did what it said to do. Romans 6, 17. You were, pre-salvation, the slaves of sin. But now, verse 22 of Romans 6 says, having been set free from sin. And so the idea there is loosed, or delivered, or set free. And so what Paul is saying here is that before we came to Christ, we were the slaves of sin, the sin nature. It reigned within us. It ruled over us. It had dominion. In other words, this old man, this old nature, the sin that dwelled in us, it sat on the throne of our heart, and it told us what to do. It commanded us what to do, and we, in fact, did whatever it commanded. It was our master, it was our Lord, period. But then Paul says, but now, having been set free from sin, having been liberated from sin, in Christ, that old man has lost its reign. That old man has been dethroned. And so maybe one way you could look at it is that the chains that held us to that old master were broken. We were loosed from those chains of sin. Or another way to look at it is that the prison door was opened and we were allowed to escape. Whatever euphemism you want to use, the picture there of Scripture is that once you've been born again in Christ, you've been loosed or set free from the ruling authority of that old sinful man. That's the glorious part of this. We have a completely new nature. Yes, we have the old nature, with its mind, emotion, and will. We have that old man, that old person within us that's not subject to the law of God, but now we have this new nature, a regenerated, a born again, a made new nature, with a new mind, a new heart, new emotion, and a new will, a new decision maker, a new decider, a new chooser. That's what happens when we're born again. In fact, Galatians 6:15 refers to it as the new creature. If any man be in Christ, there's another passage in Corinthians. If any man be in Christ, old things have passed away, all things become new. Why? Because it's a new creature. And this happened. the very moment we believe, according to Ephesians 1:13. This explains now why believers have a thirst for truth, have a hunger for the spiritual, have a hunger and a desire to grow in Christ. This explains why our inner man, our spirit soars and our emotions swell as we consider the exaltation of God in song and in worship services and as we hear the proclamation of His Word. Unregenerate, unsaved people don't experience that because all they have, they can't experience that because all they have is that old dead man. But the believer in Christ, those that have been born again in Christ, have the new nature, the new spirit, the new creation, the new man that hungers and thirsts for truth and spiritual growth. Romans 6 says, Paul said there, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? He's telling us theologically how this actually happened in the plan of God. He says that we are in the death of Christ. When Christ died on that cross, we were in him. We died with him. Verse 4 goes on to say that then we were buried with him through baptism into his death, or through immersion and identification in his death. We were then buried with him. And then it says, and then we were raised, just like Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised and should now walk in newness of life. And it's that newness of life, that new man that's been dead, buried, and raised again in Christ, the new creature that is able now with new mind and new heart and new will to choose and to live out righteousness. Verse 5 says, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Ha! What a glorious truth, that we died with him, we were buried with him, and that we rose again with him. And in that identification with Christ, God says that that old man has been rendered powerless. He's been dethroned. He's been removed from the rule and reign and dominion of our lives. We are now free to live for another. We are now free to enjoy freedom in Christ so that we can live in a way that glorifies God in righteousness. Hallelujah for the cross, and hallelujah for what Christ did for us, and that God has allowed us as believers to enter into the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ so that we would be set free from the law of sin and death. Wonderful truth that Paul goes on to explain about this loosing in order that we can choose another master. And he does that in the early verses of Romans chapter 7, where he uses the law of marriage as an illustration about this idea of being bound and then being loosed by death. Verse 1 of chapter 7 says, or do you not know, brethren, that the law has jurisdiction over a person as long as he lives? That is, as long as you're alive, the law binds you. You are bound, and the law has jurisdiction over you. And then he uses the example of a married woman in that old Jewish culture as an illustration. He says, for the married woman is bound by the law to her husband while he is living. But if her husband dies, she is loosed. She is released from the law. So then, if while her husband is living, she's joined to another man, she's an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she's not an adulteress when then she's joined to another man. And so, again, he's giving this illustration of the Jewish marriage to describe the concept of being bound while your master is alive, but being loosed when that old master is dead. And then he goes on in verse 4 to apply this to our spiritual life. He says, therefore, my brethren, you in the old man also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, the death of Christ. Why? So that you might be joined to another, to him who is raised from the dead. For while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions were at work in the members in our body to bear fruit for death, but now we have been released from the law, having died to that which we were bound, so that we serve the newness of spirit. In other words, again, the idea is being bound in that old man by the law of sin and death. But in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and our identification with that, we have been raised to newness of life. The old man is dead. It has no more jurisdiction over us. It has no power over us anymore. Therefore, we are free now, loosed, to choose a new master. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's our new master. And we put ourselves to service to him. So no longer are we slaves to sin. We are slaves to Jesus Christ, slaves of righteousness. And Paul makes this conclusion in Romans 6:17. He says, "But thanks be to God that though you were the slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that teaching to which you were committed, that is, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and having been freed from sin, loosed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." And so in Romans 7 terms, you were married to another. You are married to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are now the bride of Christ. Oh, wow, what glorious truth this is. And this is the very heart of where we find and why we have victory in Jesus Christ. And he goes on in verse 19 to say, "For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness," so just the same way that you gave yourselves to sin, "now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in your sanctification." There's the answer. You present your body a living sacrifice. You present yourselves to the new master, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be his slaves, and that is in righteousness, in righteous living, and you do that through the power of the Spirit of God. You've been married to another. You've bound yourself to another after you were loosed from the old man. You came out of the kingdom of darkness, that is, the rule and reign of the old man and sin, and you've been brought into the kingdom of light, that is, the rule and reign of the new master in light. Oh, boy, we should be shouting hallelujah. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. A familiar quote from an old preacher from the South. I can hear Lester Roloff, a preacher from Texas of a bygone age, singing a song, "Thank God I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again." Folks, one thing you have to really come to the recognition of as a believer, you are not really free until you know what master you really serve. And so that's the question. Why do you struggle with sin? Because you're obeying the old master. But you've been loosed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. You've been loosed and freed to go marry another, to bind yourself to another, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where you're going to find victory as you submit yourself to him and to righteousness. Hallelujah for the cross. God bless.